Okay. So we said like this. So the case is, again, the Mishnah Mashal says is that the Pasuk's case of Galus is where you're in the forest. The guy's chopping wood in the forest. So it says, what do you learn out from there? So Mashal says is that chopping wood is a Rishus. You don't have to chop wood. You decided to chop wood. Right, which is somewhat dangerous. And if you kill under those circumstances, then you have Galus. But if you're doing a mitzvah, which is total, you don't sign Arshas, you have to do it, and then you end up killing, so then it's like it lacks in the responsibility, and they're potter. That's what you learn out. Right? That's what he learned out. Is that the only case, that paranoid case, which is chose, is the case of Arshas, so you can learn out from that, that only applies by Arshas. Right? Okay, now for that, now we're up to the window of the Gemara, which is going to take limud, and it's not so simple. Maybe the chopping wood is also mitzvah, because they're whatever, we're going to get to that.
Does it have to be specifically a mitzvah that you have a chiv to do it right then, right there, or say
good question.
Chopping wood to provide for his family?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. That's a good question. We're going to get to that. But the cases, for starters, are, that's exactly the case, but let's hold off for that, is that this, the cases which it has is if you're hitting, if a father is hitting his kid, like from a sort to teach him a lesson, or a Rebbe is hitting his Talmud, or a Shliach Bezdin is whooping a guy Malkus. So those are really like mitzvahs, right? That's not like your type of case, right? So those cases, that's the case, it's excluded. So he just threw out there, like, what's that idea? We just threw out, there's two possible ways to understand that, the reason why the halacha you're not chayev by mitzvah. Okay? One way we said is that it's like you're not totally at fault. It's like a limitation of your fault. In other words, when you decide to do a dangerous action, like chopping wood, so like the fault is, first of all, you did a dangerous action, and then you didn't have to do it in the first place. So when you do it, you have to do it and be careful at your own risk. If you don't do it properly, you're going to end up going to Galus. So it's like, there's like a part of the fault is on you because you're doing the dangerous action in the first place. So when you do it, you have to be super careful. But by mitzvah, it's like the Torah is forcing you to do it. So you can't say, oh, why did you do this dangerous action? I had to do it. So now it's true, I wasn't careful, and I could have been more careful in doing it. So it is still partially, your fault, but there's part of the fault is to the Torah, which is forcing you to do it. So look, hitting people is somewhat dangerous. There are risks involved in whipping people. But the Torah decided that we have to whip people. And we're calculated about it, but bottom line is like sometimes hitting people leads to their death. So the thing is like there's a mitigation of your responsibility is mitigated because of the fact that you were forced to do the dangerous action. And the exact cause of it is that you're not chayiv when it's that level of onus on you, responsibility on you. That's one I'd like. And it's like a lack, it's kind of like a part of onus. It's like a lack in your full responsibility. Okay? That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is a totally different way. Is that really it's your fault, just the same as every other shogi. No, it's not because the Torah's fault, the Torah made you do it, it's not that. But it's a totally external p'tor. The Torah didn't want you to be chayiv galus for doing a mitzvah. Like, is it your fault? Is your fault just the same? But like, for halachically, it just says if the chiyuv comes about, if the ritzich comes about through doing a mitzvah, Torah bothers you. And we said you could speculate as to why. Is like you could say it's like the Torah didn't want a person to like so to speak blame the Torah for his onesh. Like the Torah and mitzvah to be a cause of his onesh. Look, it's an onesh. And ultimately, is like the underlying cause of the thing is it could create like a bad attachment to the Torah. The Torah is okay. Torah, you got like blame the Torah for it. It would be like, for instance, if a guy is like we said, like friendly fire, like a guy kills somebody in a war. So like, even if he's like irresponsible or whatever, but like you don't want to punish guys and bring them up on trial for like for not being careful in war. It's like an idea. He's a soldier. He's, after all, he's doing the right thing. And look, it's true. He should have been more careful. But at the same time, it's not good for morale. It's not like it's totally like an external kind of thing. It's the idea is like it's a total extrinsic p'tor. But the point halachli is the first way of looking at it is like when it's a mitzvah, it's like you lack in your full responsibility and your full negligence. Whereas the second way is nothing to do with that. It's just the p'tor. The halacha says the mitzvah is mutar. The killing comes about through mitzvah, it's potter for some external reason. So we just threw that out as two possibilities. We're not really, you know, we didn't really do the details of the sligi yet. We're just kind of saying maybe there's two ways to understand it. So the Gemara is now going to take up. We just read. So now the Gemara is going to take up the premise, and this gets to what Moshe, what you were asking before, is that what's the limud? Is the Torah's case of chopping wood, just like chopping wood is a rishos, so too always you only chayim when it's rishos. So the Gemara says, mimai. I'm living with Rabban Le Rava. Mimai de mechatava seisim de rishos. Dil mechatava seisim de sukkah. Mechatava seisim de maracha. Afilu hachi amarachman aligli. Who said that the cutting chopping wood is always rishos? Maybe you're chopping wood to build a sukkah, or to build a pile of wood in the mizbeach, a maracha. Right? That's a mitzvah. So how do you know that the kid just says stop? You're going to chop wood. It doesn't say why you're doing the chopping wood. So the standard assumption is it's talking about all cases of chopping wood, whether it's rishos, whether it's mitzvah. How do you have the right? How does the Mishnah of Hashal have the right to say is that the case of the pasuk is where it's rishos, and therefore always galus is only by rishos? Who says? Maybe it's the case of the pasuk is by mitzvah, and since you don't really know one way or another, so you have no right to make any deductions from the fact that the Torah chose the case of chopping wood. Right? That's a maskasha. Fair kasha. So more answers. Amar lei, Rava answers, kivan de matzachatov la mitzvah, since if you were to find chopped wood, wood which is already chopped, it wouldn't have been a mitzvah. Right? You don't have to chop wood for a sukkah. Sometimes it just is wood. You don't have to chop wood for the maracha. Sometimes it's just on the floor. Right? Hashtanami, la mitzvah. Since if you were to find it chopped, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. So therefore, even if you don't find it chopped and you have to chop it, it's also not a mitzvah. Rashi. Hashanami ki lo matza chatuva eina chatuva mitzvah. Chatuva mitzvah el asiyas hasukkah. The mitzvah is the building of sukkah, not the chopping. So this isn't really a mitzvah. So in fact, there's no mitzvah of chopping wood. There's never a mitzvah to chop wood. It's always listening to me like a hachshar. Some sort of whatever. Actually, so which is a necessary preparatory stuff, but it's not really, it's just a prep for the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah. And it's not even a necessary prep. It's possible to do without it. Sometimes you could just find it. So therefore, he says that's not mitzvah, and therefore the case of the Torah is chopping wood, which is never a mitzvah. So therefore it has the right to learn out from there that galus is always where it's not a mitzvah. Where it's a mitzvah, it's not galus. Right? Because it didn't choose, I guess the point is, it didn't choose a case. It could have just said, if you hit your friend, then he dies by accident. So then you'd say, oh, maybe you're hitting him of mitzvah, maybe you're hitting him of mitzvah, maybe it was a father hitting a student, maybe, you know, whatever, like that. But given that it chose a case of chopping wood, which is never a mitzvah, so it's learning out that this teaches you that's always the case by galus. That's always the case by galus. It's not, it doesn't apply where it's a mitzvah. So the point is, you have a Havino Askana, basically. Is that Havino is saying, is if you're chopping wood to build the sukkah, that would be considered mitzvah. Kamash Malon, no. Kamash Malon, that's not considered mitzvah. That's not considered mitzvah, because since if you would have found wood anyways, it wouldn't have been, right? Since you would have found wood, you didn't have to do that. So to here, it's not a mitzvah. So what's the svar for the Havino Askana? Why would I treat that as a mitzvah? Why would I treat it not as a mitzvah? Good point, man. I don't think you'd say, just stop a question, is it a mitzvah to chop wood for a sukkah? I mean, vis-a-vis the mitzvah, whatever. I mean, it's definitely not the mitzvah of sukkah, and osu mitzvah, I don't think has to be the mitzvah of sukkah. Cutting down wood for it would be osu mitzvah. I don't think, you know, that's part of Hashem, it's also part of osu mitzvah. But I think the question is, vis-a-vis this Torah, is it considered a mitzvah or is it not considered a mitzvah? Right, I mean, it's not just the question is, the way Rashi makes it sound, it's like, he's telling you, is this mitzvah? Is it a law of mitzvah? It's not mitzvah. But I mean, whether something is mitzvah or not, it depends on the context. It depends on what vis-a-vis what. So I think what Nisan says, let's start with that, is that the Havmina is that insofar as you are involved in mitzvah, you're not chayev for killing somebody. What do you say? You're doing a mitzvah, after all, you're not doing a rishos, you're doing a mitzvah. What do you owe? Like, let's say, like, owes you a mitzvah to a mitzvah. What do you owe Sikin? Owes you a mitzvah. What are you doing? You're not just chopping wood for fun. You're involved in building a sukkah. So the guy was owes Sikin building a sukkah. So you could say is like when you're acting based upon mitzvah. So let's say the gavro is osik and mitzvah is not chayv galus, because if you kill someone while you're doing your own private optional activity, you know, then fine, then you're chayv galus. But if you kill someone in your zaskas and mitzvah, so then that's an exemption. Torah's not mechayv you if you killed someone while you're being osik and mitzvah. I don't care if you're doing the mitzvah itself, or you're doing the preparation for the mitzvah, or... Look, if you would have found the wood, you wouldn't have to do it. Okay, but you didn't find the wood. You wanted to... Whatever. You're chopping wood. Well, why are you chopping wood? You're chopping wood for the mitzvah, so you're also getting the mitzvah. That's what you're doing. You're trying to bring about the mitzvah. So far as that's the case, Torah's not mechayvi for galus, and so far as you're acting in the context of a single mitzvah. Right? It's a din like in the gavra. What's the gavra doing? Right? Is he doing a davar rishos or is he doing a davar mitzvah? What's he also doing? Right? Okay. And maskana. So the maskana is, and I think maybe this is what Yonah, I think this is what you're saying. But is the shame mitzvah in the maisa is the poter? Is that the mitzvah can't be mechayiv you in galus? It's the shame mitzvah. If that, what's mechayiv you in galus? The hitting. If that has a shame mitzvah, then there's no. Then it can't be mechayiv. It can't be simultaneously a shame mitzvah, a shame mitzvah, an identity of mitzvah, and a mechayiv in galus. Now, something which is because you need this at this moment in order to build the sukkah, that doesn't mean the action is a shame mitzvah. The action is a shame of just chopping wood. It's true that Gavro is osig in it, but the action doesn't have an identity as an identity of a mitzvah. Identity of mitzvah could be, I think, in two ways. Either you're actually doing a maisa mitzvah, or he says if you're creating the chavetz shel mitzvah, it's also a shame mitzvah. And that's a halachically recognized activity of mitzvah, not of maisa mitzvah, but of your asiyas asaka. That also is a shame mitzvah. You see, you can say shechianu on asiyas asaka. So there's a shem mitzvah on this because you're creating the chatz shel sukkah. But here, the maisa that you're doing is just chopping wood. It's like it's too so far removed that the activity doesn't have a shem mitzvah. What are you thinking and why are you doing it and motivation? What is it you osek in? Yeah, you osek in mitzvah. But the action isn't the shem, doesn't have a shem mitzvah. So the question is, what's the pator from Megalos? Is it that the Gavra is osik in mitzvah, then he's exempt and he's not responsible for what happens? Or you say, no, it's the shame, that, what's the Maisa Mechayev? The Maisa Mechayev can't have a shame mitzvah. The shame mitzvah in the Mechayev is a builder. So if it's a shame mitzvah, it can't just be, it has to be something like objective. Objectively like part of the mitzvah. Either the Maisa mitzvah itself or like the intrinsic, you know, that which is intrinsically part of it. But something which is just an accidental thing that could or could not have been part of it, it's subject to not even being part of it altogether. If you would have found wood, you wouldn't even have it. So that's not, that action doesn't have a shem mitzvah. And therefore, it's not going to be a p'tor. I'm saying, in order to have a shem mitzvah, there has to be a relationship between your action and the mitzvah. So if your action actually brings about kiyama mitzvah, then definitely that's the case. Right? But if your action creates the chavetz shel mitzvah, so that has a shem mitzvah because it actually is bringing about the chavetz shel mitzvah, so there's a shem mitzvah in your action. But if my action is just making wood, and then I'm going to take the wood and do something else, then that, build a sukkah with it, so the action doesn't have a shem mitzvah to it. Because the action is making wood, and there's no mitzvah of the wood, it's not wood, it isn't a chavetz shel mitzvah, wood is nothing, it's just a tool, just the material. So my action is a maisa rishas, the shame in the action is a shame rishas. But the gavra is osik in mitzvah. So that's the same as you would have thought it's then in the gavra. What are you osik in? What he's saying is, no, that's not the halacha. It's not halacha that if the reason why you're doing it is because of mitzvah, then it's bother. We're saying that that's not what's the case. Rather, it's the shame mitzvah itself which is the bother. The fact that the action is a shame mitzvah is a bother. Shem mitzvah means that I'm doing the system. I'm halachically engaged in this system of mitzvah. Not just like that's why I'm doing it. Because osig means that's like why I'm doing it. But halachically, I don't actually contact the system. It's more of like I'm doing it so I'll be able to contact the system. But here, your action exists in the realm of mitzvah. So there's different capacities, but it's the mitzvah is a component of your action. Different types of ways. But it's still, the action is a shei mitzvah. And like, just again, maybe to make it more palatable, I think that philosophical idea, if you liked it then, you know, supplies here. Which is that the Torah does not want a person, doesn't want to be mechayev, a guy who's doing a mitzvah. To be, for mitzvah to be a cause of onesh. Like, the kalos is onesh. The thing is the mitzvah to be the cause of the onesh. So look, if it is the action actually has a property of mitzvah to it, again, not just in his head, but there's a kind of the concrete, the mitzvah is the property of mitzvah, the action is a property of mitzvah, so then that can't be a machayev. So whether it's because it's a ma'aseh mitzvah or it's creating the chatzis mitzvah. But if you're just chopping wood, so that doesn't have a shem mitzvah at all. That just saying is like, why are you doing this? It's a different type of thing. You're doing it because you're trying to bring about the goal of it. So that's not a shame. It's not a property of the action. But you'll say, what is the action? Building a sukkah. Building a chavetz mitzvah. So that's that action, the significance of mitzvah. Not that you get a key on mitzvah from it, but it has, you're involved in the mitzvah. In fact, that's what I'm saying. You can say, shachianu. Asman hazel. Asman what? Asman the mitzvah. So you're engaged in the mitzvah. Engaged in the mitzvah. You're bringing about the Kirin Chavtza. Going to Golos is an onesh and it's a kapara. But so is a killing a guy is an onesh and it's a kapara. So the kapara is that he gets an onesh. So it is an onesh. It's not, but it's that's what's mechaper. Mechaper is that you get the onesh. But it's still an onesh. It's true, it brings about a kapara. The punishment now is what brings about a kapara for a person. So a person could want, if he needs a kapara, then the guy wants it, but it's still an onesh and it's still painful. Malchus is also an onesh. Malchus is also a mechaper. Hey, that's a good question. You're saying, look, he's saying that he doesn't go to Golos, and now it turns out that now he doesn't get a kapara. But I think the answer is that then he's saying he doesn't need a kapara. And there's the poter means you're pottering him from the need for the kapara. Otherwise, he'd have to go. Because what you're saying is, you're pottering him means is you don't need the kapara. As you're saying, but it's an exemption from, if you need the kapara, you have to go to the Golos. You have the kapara, you go to the Golos. But it's exempting him. And the proof is, if he's potter, then presumably the Golos aren't able to kill him. Like, if you're Korv L'mezid, then that's the case. Then you don't deserve the kapara. But the Golos could still kill you, because you're still the Ritzayah. But if you're potter on this side, not because you're Karav Mezid, but potter like this, then you're saying the Goldan can't kill you. And you're exempt. It's a tor. Could be is from the Gemara is like let's say chopping wood. This is an interesting question. Is let's say you had there's no such thing as wood on the floor, okay, so to speak, where wood disintegrates 10 minutes after you chop it or whatever. You know, so like you had to chop wood. There's no way. Building a sukkah, it would demand absolutely that you chopped wood. Right? Then what would you say? Then would you say that it would be a ptor? It sounds in the Gemara. Kiven the matzah chadav lav mitzvah, hashanami lav mitzvah. Since if you would have found the wood, then it wouldn't have been mitzvah, so here's not mitzvah. But if there's no such thing as finding wood, so then it would have been mitzvah. So maybe the Gemara means is I'm not sure about this. What do you think? But maybe it means like if it were the case that there's no such thing as finding wood, then that would be part of them building a sukkah. What does building a sukkah mean? When do you say I'm building a sukkah? When do you say I'm collecting? I'm doing something a preparatory step. So I'd say is like if there's no such thing, if there's no such thing as finding wood, so then I'd say is like that part of building a sukkah is chopping wood and assembling it. That's all the part of building. That's what building a sukkah means. Building a sukkah means cutting the tree and building it. But since you don't have to have wood, since you could just find wood on the floor, so you don't say, what does it mean to make a sukkah? Making a sukkah doesn't mean to get wood, to chop wood. Because you could chop wood, you could find wood, you could, there's a lot of ways that you get wood. Wood isn't, so chopping isn't part of making a sukkah. Chopping is just making a sukkah in your case because you don't happen to have any. What I'm saying is, like, if every single building a sukkah had involved chopping wood, if that was the, then that would be the first step. That would be part of making a sukkah. You are making a sukkah. That's part of making a sukkah. Just like picking up your hammer is, whatever, is part of making a sukkah. Because that's the way you make sukkahs. But that is part of making a sukkah. You don't just say putting in the last nail is making a sukkah. There's an action. There's an action of making a sukkah. There's a process of making a sukkah. And the process could take a few minutes, could take a few hours. But I say is that once you say it's not a necessary step in the process, then I'll say that's not part of the process of making a sukkah. Then it's just the action. But there's such a thing as a process that has length to it. So the way you measure whether something is intrinsically part of the process or whether it's just an extraneous thing is whether it's necessary. If it's not necessary, if it's possible to do without it, then you can't say that's part of the process of the mitzvah. That's just that which you personally happen to need. But then, some say that then it would have a shame mitzvah. Building a sukkah meant take out an axe, chop the wood, and then assemble it. Then I'll say that is a shame mitzvah, because what's the shame mitzvah? That's yes, a sukkah. You're creating a chatz mitzvah. That is part of creating a chatz mitzvah. That's how you create a sukkah. But the thing is, since you don't need that to create a sukkah, so that's not, doesn't have a shame as yes, a sukkah. That's just a shame of getting the materials necessary in order to make a sukkah. But to make the sukkah is the yes, a sukkah, is the chatz mitzvah. Okay, so now we get to. I think you mentioned this point, Moshe. Let's see. It says. The question about the kid. It says, "Eisvir vina l'rava yotzav." So he's going to question this premise. Yotzav makas benova rava the salmido shelch bazden. Right, those cases are cases of mitzvah. Right, lema kivan the ilugamir lav mitzvah. If the kid would have learned, it wouldn't have been a mitzvah to him. Hashtanami lav mitzvah. Similar to what you're saying, but here too, it's not a mitzvah. No, it's just like you're saying is that. That chopping wood isn't really part of the mitzvah. Why? Because you see, you didn't have to do it. You don't need to chop wood. It's only because of the circumstance that you don't have wood. So I'll say hitting your kid also is not a mitzvah. Your mitzvah is really to teach him Torah. If he's a good kid and he's following you with a good path, then you don't have to hit him. So now it just happens to be the circumstances. You don't have wood. The kid isn't behaving. But that's not mitzvah per se. That just happens to be. In your case, necessary in order to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is really teaching the Torah. It's not to hit him. Just like it's not to build the sukkah. It's not to chop the wood. It's to build the sukkah, not to chop the wood. It's just a situational thing. Right? So why, if you're telling me that you're calling wood chopping not mitzvah, and so then by the same measure, you should call hitting a kid not mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, no. Hosam afgav the gomer mitzvah. It's not true. Even if your kid learns, it's still a mitzvah to Adam. Tachsev, Yasir bincha, v'yani chachka. You scold your son, give him musar, hit him, and he'll leave you alone, I think. You'll have nach, it'll give you rest. V'yitem adam l'nafshecha. And it'll give yourself treats. It'll make your life easier. It's pasuk in Mishlei. Very Mishlei sounding pasuk. So Rashi says, lav mitzvah lakosa. No, doesn't really say anything, Rashi. Okay, so he's saying it's always a mitzvah to hit your kid, even if he's not learning. It's interesting how he's done here, but it still doesn't seem like it's a mitzvah to hit him, though. Does it have to be hitting him? I mean, there's an idea of mitzvah that hitting. It seemed to be this whole pshat, like, well, only works if it's hitting. Because if the mitzvah is to do anything, if the mitzvah is you could do any type of mitzvah you want. So then I'll say, so now why would you ever hit somebody? So you'd have to say, oh, it's a guy who needs hitting. Fine, but if he didn't need hitting, then it wouldn't be a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah. So it seems like the whole argument only works if you say that everybody needs hitting. That's interesting. Is that true? It seems to be. It doesn't seem the Pasuk and Mishlei backs that up exactly. It just backs up that everybody needs mussar. So mussar only hitting. So I think we should. It's interesting. It's really Hamin Askana here also. It's almost like Hamin Askana about like chinuch, you know, how to teach kids Torah, right? Like what the role of hitting is in the role of Musar and hitting is in Torah. So, and it's like proving it from Pasuk and Mishlei. And it's just like an interesting kind of Gemara. So maybe it would be interesting, and maybe a little bit of a digression, but I don't know if it is, because this is the sugya. But maybe we should look at the pasuk of Mishlei, because presumably the Gemara thinks it's proving it from that pasuk. So maybe we should take a look at the pasuk a little more closely and see if we could, use it to make some headway here. Then they want to do the next is Machlokes Rambam Ravid. If you hit the Shliach Bezdin and hits the guy and he kills him by accident, so he's hit doing Malchus and he hits a guy. So he gives it, and he's, that's this case, right? That's Shogi, that's not Shogi, that's Potter. But let's say you do an extra Malchus. You get an extra lash by accident. And then you kill him. So then do you have the Ptor or not? You say you have the Ptor Mitzvah under those circumstances. Or is it only if, like, you're doing the right amount and you do it, like, too hard or whatever? Somebody you do it in a way that kills them. Right? If you do an extra, you go over the top, you miscount or something. So that's Machlokes Rambam Ravid. So you could look at that. That's your two sources for that. Ritzel Shmiras and Afesh Hevav and the Sanhedrin Tezayin Yidres. I forget where the Ravid is, but one of those. Yeah. Okay. But for tomorrow, maybe we'll get to that a little bit tomorrow. But mainly, let's just take up the first part and the Pasuk and Mishlei and see if we can work out this Gemara.